Hello, here we are in part 3 of Building Your Own WYSIWYG Rich Text Editor Flash Action Script 3. Use all your input forms on your Flash websites or regular HTML websites. Just put it in there, bang. Save it to the database, boom. Bring it back out for display, bada bing, bada boom. Okay, so in part 2 we left off. Well, part 1, we made the text bold. And you can see it, we show you right here. Make it bold. That was part one. Then in part two, we made it to where it would unbolt wherever we had our mouse. See? Chipping. Shabazoo. Okay, so now we want to add the italicizing button. So to replicate buttons, instead of just grabbing this one, Control C, Control V, if I do that, and I try to change what's inside of that, it'll change what's inside of that one because it's the same instance of that in the library. So we'll go into the library and duplicate. Duplicate, right click it, and duplicate that button. Okay? Now out here, click on that and swap it for that one that we just made. Now when we go inside and we change the B to a slanty I, for italicize, it won't change the B, you see, of the bold button. Let's get that in the middle. Let's remove these, the B's off of those keyframes. We'll replace it with I. Now I'm going to change the text to something that has a cross on the I. Capital I on the top and bottom, the cross lines, because that one. Okay, I found an I that I kind of like. Still not completely happy with it. I'll probably change it, but oh well. Let's go to our actions panel and open, highlight it, and press F9 to open up the code. Well, first let's give this an instance name. Right now its instance name is bold button because we copied it from the other one. So let's name it italicize button. Now let's go into the code. Now, like I said, all you have to do is take here. I tell you what, let's move all this down. Just put that there because we're going to reference that in a second. With this add event listener. So now we're adding event listener to the italicize button. We're just going to mimic what the bold button's doing here. So with the function make bold, we'll grab that whole function and the if and else conditional inside of it. Oh, I see. I'm on the outside of it there. That's where the function ends. So right here. That's on the outside of it. So now here's the function. Let's grab the whole thing. Control C. We'll make sure we grab it on the edge. Control C. And come down here. Control V. Now you're going to see. Let's change a few things up. And now let's add the format that's going to be, well, first let's just go ahead and change this. Format default italicize. Def italicize. That'll work. This one we change to italicize. Or let's just say italics. Format italics, format default italics. So one will make it italics and the other one will switch it back. So section, we'll change this here and then we'll put in the format and we'll be good to go. Okay, so now let's set the formats first. We'll make sure here we have dot italics equals false. Italic False. Oops. That was the wrong one. Here we go. Format italic. Let's take the S off of that. Format italic. Default format italic. Make italic. Oops. No caps lock. Attack of the killer bees. Sorry. Get out of here, bug. Make italic. That's the function name. Let's grab that. Put it here. Okay, so everything is ready for the italicize listener and the function on the italicize button. So all we need is copy these. And let's put it right under here. And we're going to make some code comments pretty soon so we don't get all lost in our code here. Put some nice separators in with some comments. Yeah. Let's see, format default italic. Put that one here. Format default italic. And then the regular format italic. That will be formatting it to italic. So we'll say italic. True. Let's see. And then here, italic false. Italic false default format italic. That should work. Make sure to get the listener. Let's try it. Okay, let's see. Try to italicize that word. Beautiful. Now let's bold it. Let's bold half of it. Now let's unitalicize the bold part. Look at that. It doesn't get any better. I'm gonna have a full-blown WYSIWYG editor that I can offer everybody free. It's great.